food. It may sound crazy, even to the most devoted pet owners, slaving over a hot stove to feed Rufus or Whiskers home-cooked meals, particularly given the advice of many veterinarians not to feed pets human food. But with a recent pet food contamination problem that's claimed the lives of at least 15 pets, with some estimates in the hundreds, people are reconsidering their options and even their recipes. We want to hear from you. How have you been feeding your pets? Join the conversation. 800-989-8255. 800-989-TALK. Email is talk@npr.org. You can also comment on our blog. It's at npr.org/blogofthenation. Joining us now from our bureau in New York City is Phil Klein, co-owner of Whiskers Holistic Pet Care in New York, an expert in the field of homemade pet cuisine. And Phil, nice to have you on the program today.
Thank you very much for inviting us.
And what is holistic pet care? How does it work?
Well, it is just about the opposite of everything you've ever heard, learned, read, or were told by a traditional veterinarian. When we deal with an animal, we try to see the entire scope of the animal as well as the individual problem that may exist or present. And we look at the physical, the emotional, the metabolic, the nutritional, all the aspects that we can, and correct them that way.
And I assume this pet food recall has probably been pretty good for business.
Well, yes, it has, but we're not real happy about it. We've been doing this for 18 years or so, and we've been screaming this scream, and I have the image of, what's his name, the screamer, you know, with the hands alongside the head.
Oh, Edward Munch says the
Thank
scream.
You.
Yes.
Yes, I appreciate that. Yeah. And we've been screaming about this for lo these many years and swimming upstream like the salmon, but it takes tragedy to produce consciousness, unfortunately.
Yeah, obviously this has been a terrible situation for a lot of pen owners, but I guess there's a certain impulse to say, see, we told you.
There is that, but the the professional in me tries to restrain that very tightly.
Mm-hmm. So when you when you're talking about making pet food for your pet, what do you make typically?
Okay, here's a recipe. As a matter of fact, as we speak, my chef is currently walloping the pots. Subsequent to having cooked, 50 pounds of turkey, 18 heads of cauliflower and broccoli, and maybe a bunch or two of carrots shredded in.
That seems like an awful lot of vegetable.
It is. We're looking at about 20 to 30% vegetable. We try and keep the carb percentage very low, like in the 5 percentile, and mostly good quality protein.
And where do you get the turkey, for example?
Well, I'll be happy to. Wait a minute. I'll pull out my wallet, and I'll give you the exact location. They're wonderful people. I drive pretty much 90 miles round trip to go to Rawley's Poultry Farm in Kings Park, New York, where I get all my organic ingredients. And I got this. Let me say, I was just there the day before yesterday, February. This is April the 3rd. And on April the 3rd, well, you see, this is for production level. For individuals, nobody's going to do this.
And that may be a little too far to drive for our listeners in California, for example.
I agree. But you do have resources. You can go to a local standalone butcher shop if you have any in your neighborhood, because I find that they produce and must present a much higher quality than the junk that's hidden under a little cardboard pan in a supermarket.
Yet we're always told to feed our pets pet food. How come?
Well, let me ask you a question. I'm sure that you're very, very aware, and I'm sure this enlightened audience is very aware of the Egyptian hieroglyphs on the pyramids, in which are depicted dogs and cats of that era. Okay. So we know that dogs and cats are at least 3,500 years old and have not changed materially in basic format since then, correct? Okay. Who cooked kibble for dogs and for the pharaoh?
I didn't see any checkerboard patterns on any of the obelisks.
Okay. My next thing is, Our paradigm, truly, at Whiskers Holistic Pet Care, our paradigm is how did a dog or cat live in the wild 150 years ago, very specifically in that time frame. That was before we screwed up our soil so badly, so that the nutrients in the ingredients that the dogs and the cats ate in the wild were much more dense than they are currently. Be that as it may, if you go into those woods, you find me the trees in which live the Keebler elves cooking kibble, or find me a can opener hanging from a bush.
Now, the Keebler elves cook big pecan sandies. We're not going to get on their bad side. They're all right.
No. They're good. I love them too, but they don't make dog food.
No, they don't.
And it is not an appropriate nutritional stream to put into an animal whose basic system design is predicated on high volumes of meat with very low volumes of carbohydrate.
Well, let's just say that we're talking with Phil Klein, co-owner of Whiskers Holistic Pet Care in New York City, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's see if we can get some listeners in on the conversation. Let's go first to George. George with us from Salt Lake City.
Yes.
Hi.
Thank you. I'm going off of this. We had actually gone with our dog for probably about a year. I had a couple dogs at the time, where we were doing what they call the raw diet or barf. It doesn't sound very attractive when you call it barf. But
no, it certainly, but it's not meant to be appetizing to me.
You take, you know, raw products, ground up eggshells, all kinds of vegetables, nutrients, raw chicken with the bone, grind them up with a grinder, and you create their diet in that, try to do it for 3 or 4 weeks ahead of the time and freeze in that, but it gets so labor intensive.
Yeah.
I will say with what he's talking about and with the raw diet, it what goes in comes out, and there's a lot less waste in the yard. And the waste goes away faster, but
and it doesn't smell as bad. Excuse me for interrupting, but tell the truth, it doesn't smell as bad, does it?
No. Uh-huh.
Not at all.
It disappears faster. It goes from what you see to a white powder almost within 3 or 4 days.
But let me follow up on that labor-intensive part, Phil Klein. A lot of people don't have it's hard enough to find time in their day to cook for their children, much less for their pets.
I completely understand that. There are, at present, we represent 15 or 18 manufacturers of raw food diets that are drag and drop, as it were, plug and play. They come in little nuggets.
Those too. Those are very expensive also, and around part of Utah on that, they're hard to find. So,
let me give you what I've come to over all these years, and sir, George, is it?
Yes.
You may want to consider this one. I think that I have come to a split that really takes into consideration the vast majority of things that will occur in the life of an animal-owning home, which is, and I apologize for the word own, I mean an animal-caring home, which is 50% raw, 45% can, 5% dry. I know that may be shocking, but there are good quality canned foods out there despite this most recent hoorah.
Oh. Well, and that was the point I was going to make. We have found a couple of quality cans out there that I actually went yesterday and picked up a month's supply, $83 for my one dog. But I talked to the lady that owned the store. Says, I'll bet you people that were laughing at me and some of the others that were buying this expensive dog food are probably
not laughing anymore. George, no. Thanks very much for the call, and good luck with it.
Thank you.
We just have a minute or so left, but Phil Klein, if people wanted to find out more information about this, where might they go?
They can call us at 1-800-WHISKERS, W-H-I-S-K-E-R-S, or they can go online to the website at 1-800-WHISKERS.com. And if you have an immediate need, you can call us. The phone number is 212-979-2532, or 1-800-WHISKERS is the fast, easy way to do it, and no cost. And we'll be happy to chat with you and devise something specific for your animal.
And thanks very much for that. And I'm sure you'll be getting a few calls in the next couple of hours.
Well, I certainly hope we can help folks out there. That's what we've been doing, and that's our mission.
All right. We'll put those numbers up on our website again, on our blog at npr.org/blogofthenation. Phil Klein, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Phil Klein is co-owner of Whiskers in New York City, and he joined us from our bureau in New York City. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.